Welcome to The Warm-Up, a Bailiwick Express podcast giving an insight into the sports action that is on the horizon. Hello, I'm Nick Mann, and we're building up to this weekend's Hockey Interinsulars in Jersey. Guernsey are looking to rewrite the script of last year, where Jersey took both first team games, and there is confidence in both camps. In this episode, I spoke to one of Guernsey's attacking threats, Tash Symes, for a player's perspective, and men's first team coach, Ed Benfield. Well, the Jersey Evening Post sports reporter, Elliot Corbell, caught up with their ladies' first team coach, Simon Watling, and men's first 11 player coach, Tom Sibley. All right, Tash, thanks for coming in. Obviously, ahead of a big weekend coming up. How do you feel?
Really excited. Interinsulars is always kind of the pinnacle of our season, I suppose. So, yeah, really, really looking forward to it. It's nice being away in Jersey this year. So we always like travelling, going over as a club and sort of hanging out together and watching each other, cheering each other on. So really excited for it.
Because there's so many sides going across as well. That creates its own atmosphere as well, doesn't it? So you don't feel necessarily like you're away from home as much as you
could. Definitely. We probably don't get the crowds that we would get if it was a home game, but just going with three ladies teams, three men's teams, we all get to sort of fly over together. We all stay in the same hotel and it just creates a really nice atmosphere and everyone's there supporting each other and cheering each other on, which we don't get very often. So it's a really, really nice atmosphere.
And then looking more to the game, looking at the first team in particular, a couple of seasons we've seen Jersey win reasonably comfortably. Last year we saw some progress from the Guernsey side, but it's still a loss. So what lessons have you taken from those games?
Yeah, I think last year we sort of had a shift in coaching personnel. So we were learning to play a different game of hockey. I think we've really progressed really well this season with that, being a little bit more strategic in how we play. Whereas in the past, we've sort of stuck with a style, which potentially to our detriment has kind of disadvantaged us in certain situations. So I think this season as well, we've probably got a lot further in our UK competition, which has meant we've had a lot more offshore competitive games, which has really, really helped us just playing different teams and developing as a squad. So, I think we've progressed really well this season. We're playing very differently. We've got, you know, different structures, different game plans and all that kind of stuff. So we sort of last season, I think, was really embedding that. And this season, we're sort of have got used to it and we're just growing as a team. So yeah, it's looking good for us, I think. Well, yeah, I'm quite positive about it.
And in terms of people coming down to watch Guernsey, obviously over in Jersey, but like what kind of brand of hockey can they expect?
It's very competitive. I mean, there's something about interinsulars that just kind of fire everybody up anyway. So it's a lot more, I would describe it probably as an aggressive style of hockey, a lot more physical, a lot more passionate. It's quick, very, very quick compared to what they would probably see us play locally. We kind of just go out there and think the crowd will have something to cheer for at least, because, yeah, it's something that there's a fire in your belly sort of thing and you just don't really want to give up and you really want to leave it all out on the pitch. Like I say, it's kind of like the pinnacle event of our season. So it's the end of the season for us. So we just go and leave it all out on the pitch. So it's very passionate.
And in terms of, is there a role to play in controlling that passion as well?
100%. You know, the old saying about sort of playing to the occasion and, you know, not the crowd and all that kind of stuff. So we have in the past let the occasion get to us, I think, and we've got quite nervous and we've played frantic hockey from the start whistle when we haven't really needed to. So there's a huge role to play in terms of just sort of calming the team, making sure we're all prepared, and just ready to go out there. And it's like no other game. We just want to play really good hockey. So there's a huge sort of psychological and mental role within that, just sort of, you know, settling people down and making sure that we're just not getting too nervous from the off and just concentrating on what we have to do. And it's sort of any other game of hockey, but in the background, there's a lot more to it. So yeah, big role.
And in terms of the team as well, what experience level have we got in there? Is there a good mix, is it? Like,
yeah, very experienced, I think. We obviously, being in Guernsey, have a bit of a problem with younger ones coming up, being on the fringes of the team and then leaving for university. So I would say that our team is probably a lot more experienced than a lot of other teams we come up against. I think that's sort of shown this year. We had our vets over 35s entered into a UK competition. And that was a huge portion of our first team. So there's a lot of experience there, which actually is really beneficial because we just have such a great bond as a team. We're really used to how each other play, and we get on really, really well. So there's a really, really nice environment and atmosphere within the team. There are some young ones coming up and on the fringe and some really, really amazing, skillful players. So yeah, we do try and get them in and utilise them as much as possible. But yeah, unfortunately, we do get that window of people leaving us and coming back after uni or not coming back, depending how it goes. But yeah, I would say we're probably on the more experienced side than we would probably want to be, I would say. But it's not necessarily a bad thing.
And how much of the focus is on Jersey and how well set up, and how much of the focus is actually it's more about us and how we impose ourselves on the game?
Yeah, good question. We obviously kind of know how Jersey play. Like I said, you know, it's every year, it's the one that we look forward to the most. It's the most competitive one. We sort of know who their strong players are because a lot of us have played hockey, you know, against them for the last however many years. But I think for us, we really focus on our own game a lot more. We, in the past, maybe have dropped our standards depending on the level of hockey that we play, and we let that influence our game. So we've been working on that really, really hard, just focusing on what we do, because we know once we're away and we're doing what we do well, we're pretty unstoppable. So we try really hard to sort of focus more on how we play and not let the other team influence us. I mean, as with any competition, you pick out their strong players and you know what they're going to do and you know what they're like, so they definitely comes into conversation about individual roles to combat that. But yeah, I'd say more of the conversation is about what we can do for ourselves.
And in terms of your outlook on the game, I'm sensing there's some optimism there. Is that indicative of how the rest of the sides feel as well?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I'm always optimistic about it. I love a bit of competition. And like I said, Jersey is just, it's always a good physical, hard game. We've had a lot of mixed results in the past. So, you know, we've sort of won a few. We've drawn quite a few, which is probably worse than losing, I would say. You either want a win or a loss. And then, yeah, we had the last 2 years, we've sort of lost out by quite a large amount and a smaller amount. So, yeah, I think being a little bit more tactical and changing the way that we play has really benefited us as a team. And I think our last few games, especially going further in the UK competition this year, is really benefiting the way that we play and the way that we've gelled as a team. So we are starting to look really, really sharp and connect up a lot more, which is just going to bode really well. So it just really comes down to mentally keeping our heads and preparing ourselves for quite an exciting match, I think.
I was about to ask what you thought would make the difference, because interinsulars quite often it turns on such small margins, doesn't it? But I'm already picking up that the mental side of it is going to be so key. Right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's always a bit of a disadvantage being away. So travelling and you know, having to fly in the morning and not quite fueling right, these are all things that you've really got to think about with these sort of away games. But yeah, I think we're all just sort of ready for it. But like I say, I think it's the physicality more than anything. We don't really have that level of physical play within the local leagues, I would say. And the Guernsey first team, we play in the men's Div 2, which helps us give really competitive games and sort of test that. But obviously when you're playing with men, they sort of hold back a little bit, I would say. So it's nice to be able to get that sort of physicality back into the game, but it's something that sometimes can catch you off guard because you're not really used to it. So I think mentally we know it's going to happen, and we're trying to think about it and prepare ourselves for it and remind ourselves that we need to play in a certain way to combat that. So yeah, it's just kind of wrapping our heads around that.
And you've got a final word?
Final word, I don't know, it's just excitement really. I'm ready to go. I think the team's ready to go, and as always, we just can't wait to get over there and get stuck in, and it's always such a great day. So I suppose if anyone's around in Jersey, come down and support. It's a full day of hockey down at their facilities, and they've got a lovely clubhouse with bar and everything, so come down and support. And I guess the other one is just a massive, massive thank you to our sponsors. Unfortunately, it's something that without them, we would have to fund a lot more. We still do fund a lot by ourselves, but we've got some amazing sponsors in Fort Group, HFL, Versa, and a couple others that have really helped us this season. And without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Yeah. Simon Watling, head coach of the Jersey Ladies hockey team. Are you looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, really excited. It's the highlight of our season, and we really, you know, after Christmas, this is our main priority, and we build up pretty much straight away after Christmas towards it. So yeah, really excited.
And for Guernsey to have pushed it so close last year on their home patch, does that show a good little progression for where they're going?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's always a good game. It's always tight. But I think they've come on. I know they've got a couple of good young players. I know they coach pretty well. I know they coach well, and he's a really good coach. They've come on really well. They do play very well at home. They're supported by a good crowd behind them, and they work hard, and they're good defensively. So you know, we struggled to break them down last year, but yeah, it's always a good test.
And throughout all three of the ladies' teams that are going to be competing this weekend, obviously won 3 out of 3 last year. Where do you see the progression through the ladies' hockey for this year?
I think from the juniors, we've got a number of very good young players across all three squads, and I think you know we've always had a good kind of mature ladies players. But I think this year we've got every side has kind of got a bunch of youngsters who can really step up and bring a bit of energy and a bit of kind of modern, 3D kind of hockey that the oldies like themselves struggle to get. So I think, we've got a good balance of old and new across all three squads.
And coming back to the first team, Jamie Henderson's been banging some goals in this season, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's just a little bit of class. She's an age group international back in her younger years, but she's still got plenty of quality. And when we play in the men's league over here, she scores not for fun, but she scores quite regularly. And she's a big part of our team.
So given the result last year, do you reckon Guernsey will have taken some heart from that? And what are you expecting them to bring for this Interinsular?
I expect them to bring a lot of intensity, a lot of focus. They may well target a couple of our players as well, because I think we've got some standout players. It'll be a normal Interinsular, something we expect that they will bring. They will be competitive. It's always a game, no matter how well we're going in the cup over here or they're going in their cup. Whenever we come together, it's always competitive, and I expect a really tough game.
Just first up, you've come into the Guernsey coaching setup this season. What's that been like for you?
It's been really good, really exciting. There's lots of really good talent in Guernsey, play really good high-level hockey. So it's been really exciting to get involved with that as well.
And in terms of that side, have you been bringing in some fresh players? I think there were some new faces that came in earlier in the season.
Yeah, so we've brought in quite a few younger players. That are up and coming, playing really, really well, and deserve their chance, really. And it's nice to have some new faces in amongst the squad.
And what kind of difference does it make revitalising, well, refreshing the team maybe a bit?
It gives us a lot more energy, a lot of good fitness as well. These boys train really, really hard, and they do their own training as well. And they play lots and lots of hockey, so their fitness levels are extremely high.
And in terms of the build-up to this, we know with hockey, especially the cup campaigns are so important in terms of the preparation and making sure you're playing against high-level competition. So how's that panned out this season?
We've learned a lot from our cup run this year. Every single round we had really tough opposition. And we won a good couple of games. Just lost out to East Grinstead, who were a really, really strong side. Played really well. Just lost out right at the end of the game. But we certainly learnt a lot from that. And actually beating the two good sides before has given us a lot of confidence.
And in terms of the preparations now, so the East Grinstead game was a month ago, mid-February, I think it was.
Yeah, 3 or 4 weeks ago, yeah.
So what's happened since then?
So learning a lot from that game, we've been working on quite a few things, how to actually close out games a little bit better, and actually just working on that, keep working on that fitness, keep working on our high skill level and executing it to the best of our ability.
And in terms of looking at Jersey as well, do you pay much attention to what's going on in terms of their side and when you're preparing our side?
Well, it's a little bit of a funny one. Some people really like to analyse Jersey or any team that we play against. Some people don't really take too much interest in it. It's more about our own performance. I'm kind of a little bit in between. Obviously, we've got to recognise Jersey's strengths and Jersey's weaknesses. But at the end of the day, if we play to the best of our ability, there's no reason why we can't beat any team.
Inter-Insta weekend, always a big weekend for hockey. There's six teams going over as well. Big atmosphere. You're going into enemy territory almost. How do you keep a lid on things? And what does that atmosphere mean as well?
It means a huge amount. I remember playing Inter-Insulas in cricket and in hockey. And it means a great deal to represent Guernsey and actually going in there, going into a game with that nervous energy. Actually, I always find it brings out the best in players, and the atmosphere is second to none in an Inter-Insula, and everyone's just really looking forward to it.
And what is the mood like in the camp? Is it confident? Is it?
Yeah, it's really confident. There's been a real battle for selection, and people have been absolutely working their socks off to make it into the team. Unfortunately and sadly, two or three of the lads have missed out. But that's just a sign of our strength and depth. And actually having that competition to play has created an atmosphere where everybody is absolutely really up for the game and really excited.
And if anybody's turning up at the games on the weekend, what can they expect from the Guernsey sides?
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but we're gonna give it a good crack against Jersey. We've come up with some fairly new ideas of how we want to play, new style of how we want to play, and hopefully we'll do really well with that.
And it sounds like the two teams are fairly evenly matched. Where do you see Guernsey's strengths lie?
Very good question, to be honest. I've played them four times since I've been in Jersey, and I've actually never lost. And I've drawn three and won one, but the first three draws were disappointing and a bit frustrating because it meant that in two of them Guernsey retained the cup, and the other one they ended in penalty shuffles in the cup. And then obviously last year we won by a goal, so in over four games there's only one goal in it. And the ones I've played, we've got a couple of new players in. We've got one back from university, Jamie Watson, who's definitely added a lot of strength to us, and our two South Africans has given us a bit more strength in depth, which is great. And I've had some tough decisions to make in terms of selection this week, but that's a great position to be in coach, where you've actually got selections to be made, and so it drives people into training more to perform.
And obviously being able to play in front of the home crowd this year, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, massive. It's always a cliche in sport, but I think it's sort of the extra man. We'll be the last game on, so there'll be a few that have had a few beers inside them by imagine our pushback, which always adds to a bit of the atmosphere. And I'm sure they'll be trying to get on the back of some of the Guernsey players. Everyone's used to it, though, by now, so hopefully it doesn't affect anyone too much, but it just adds to the atmosphere, which is always great to play in front of a crowd rather than sort of the 5 or 10 people you maybe get at some club games.
That was the warm-up. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.